Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch at Goditis Family Farms near Minto and visiting with Jay Goditis. And Jay, looks like a little bit of field work going on around here.
Yeah, we've been able to get going about a week ago, and things have been going fairly good. It's awfully dry out there, and a lot of the fields, and that's been inhibiting a lot of progress as far as getting the crop down into moisture. And we've had to watch. The frost isn't out yet, so we've had to be pretty careful on what we're doing.
I suppose you work it, and then in a couple of days, the frost comes out then, huh?
We haven't been seeing a whole lot of frost yet. It's just down deep, and the soil temp is still pretty cool, but we're able to get in the dry ground, and we're getting the seed in anyway.
I was going to say, you get most of it planted?
Yeah, we actually wrapped up our sugar beet crop yesterday, and we're looking at moving on to a couple other crops. We've been dabbling in the wheat a little bit, but a lot of that is just too wet to get going on.
Going to put soybeans in right away, too?
Yeah, we're going to start gearing up for soybeans and corn here in the next couple days, and we'll wrap up the wheat this week if things go well.
How much rain do you get this morning?
Well, we got 2/10 this morning, and we really needed it. We could have used an inch, and I know that's not what some people want to hear, because there's a lot of our neighbors are really been unfortunate this spring so far and getting in the field, and a lot of work really hasn't been done much south of us at all. So
our second stop here on Crop Watch in the Pisig Fordville area, visiting with Greg Kibiski. After we're riding in the tractor here at the moment, Greg, there's dirt blowing. I mean, it's dry.
It's dusty and stuff. We're no-tilling into some old Pennobian ground, and it's real powdery on top. We could use some moisture.
Has frost been an issue at all?
No, it hasn't really. I'm sure it's still coming out of the ground because our ground temperatures are fairly cold yet. But we haven't had any issues.
You getting most of the crop in where you want to go?
Yeah, we can go just about anywhere we want. There is an occasional water hole, but they've been drying up drastically in the last couple days.
Have you made any plans or changes in any of the plans at all as far as cropping or mix rotations?
We're pretty much right on schedule here. You know, we're probably, you know, that week or 5 days late, but not drastic enough to change anything and stuff. So, yeah, we're status quo.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Crystal, North Dakota area, visiting with Brian O'Toole. Brian, looks like in the process of seeding wheat yet.
Yeah, we had a good week last week, and I think we're getting caught up with ground now, though, Randy. It's going to come to a real fast stop here in probably about a day.
Frost coming up?
No, we're getting into areas that, you know, we were on our beet ground and the potato ground, the stuff that was a little bit drier. We'll get into some of that corn ground, any of that stuff that had more apparent material in it. It's kind of muddy.
It's cold again here today. We just can't seem to warm up for a string of days.
No, we can't. The soil isn't doing much better. I think temperatures were getting out of it. Last week or Sunday when we were in those 70 degrees, my soil was only getting up around 45, 46 degrees. And there's a lot of crops that don't like temperatures down there.
Yeah. Are you thinking about putting corn in at all when it's this cold or not?
Oh, probably 200 acres ago we thought about doing it, and that's when you kind of do what your neighbors are doing, and when they're out planting, it's pretty tough to stay out of the field. There's no doubt some of the ground that was tilled fairly deep, some of the ground that, like I said, those crops, those potatoes, those sugar beets, any of those crops that used up the moisture we had last year, they're coming in fairly dry. We're finding ground, you know, this year the heavier ground seems to be drier than our sandier stuff, which is really unusual. We had a good start. Like I say, last week for us was almost nonstop, and anything that we planted last week, we didn't leave any spots in it. We went from end to end, but we're coming to the end of that today.
You got beets in the ground and everything too?
We haven't put any beets in. The ground that we would put the beets on is actually east of here on the St. Thomas area, and it's wet.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the St. Thomas area and visiting with Ralph Tucker. And Ralph, you're kind of the gopher today, hauling anhydrous tanks around. And there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts happening here all at once.
There really is. The boys are doing everything at once here. So I'm doing it. So I'm hauling ammonia tanks.
Yep. And you said they're planting beets, planting potatoes, planting seed and wheat all at the same time.
Yes, sir. And that's run a little short of help when they do all that. So they drug me out of retirement.
Yep, right. I know Alan was really busy in the putting anhydrous on. So I guess moisture-wise, been pretty dry up this way?
It has. I think they got a little splash of rain last night, but it didn't amount to anything. But it's going good here for the boys. But you know, I hauled the getting tanks out of Crystal today, and over there it looks pretty wet. I see like some of them people have got big ruts in the fields and stuff. So I don't know what. Maybe we're just. I think it's getting quite dry around here, to be honest with you. I hate to say that.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are kind of up in that niche area, actually, visiting with Mark Ramsey from MR Consulting. And Mark, putting a sugar beet plot in here today. It's cold.
It's cold out. This is as cold as I've ever done this for 12 years, and this is the coldest plot I've ever put in.
Moisture conditions okay?
They're fine right now, but as we've seen, the wind in the last few days has really dried out the topsoil to our tillage depth, and we are going to need a rain soon.
Most of the crop going in?
Most of the crop is going in and growing in very fast. I mean, it's just it's amazing what kind of ground they can cover in a hurry.
Mostly beets or anything else put into?
Mostly the small grains and the beets are going in at this time, and some corn has started up here, and we're waiting obviously until, you know, hopefully the end of the week or first part of next week we'll start soybeans.
Now, with as cold as it is, do we need to be concerned about that soil temperature, or is the calendar saying this, go ahead and plant?
Calendar saying go ahead and plant. Corn-wise, it'd be nice if it was a little bit warmer, but there again, too, the calendar's kind of telling us it's time to get things done.
Yeah, we should get some warmer weather here after the next couple of days.
Should start warming up hopefully soon, and then continue on for the rest of the summer.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.